Oh, boy.
Oh, dear.
If folks only knew what it takes to start a show here. But you know what? It's Wednesday night.
It sure is.
It's a little past, quite a bit past 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's Wednesday night past 9 p.m. You must be listening to NUR. This show is so gay. I'm Ken.
And I'm Becca.
Woo!
All righty. Well, we are all set. Took a little while for WVEW to get up and running today, but that's
folks,
okay.
Only new. Big show for everybody tonight. Thank you for listening in. We will be welcoming filmmaker Casper Andreas to the show a little bit later on in the show. And we'll be playing some music that is featured in some of his movies. So I'm really excited about that. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Welcome back.
Yes.
I was oh so lonely last week.
I missed you last week. I was so sad I got snowed in.
There was cussing.
On my end as well. You should have seen me trying to get out of the driveway.
You know where there wasn't cussing?
Where?
In Iceland. I just thought that would be a really good transition.
Nice segue.
I thought it was smooth.
Did we
started
tell people
out a little
what
rocky.
Radio station they're listening to?
Oh my gosh, golly, you're listening to WVEWLP 107.7 FM, Brattleboro Community Radio. We said who we are, right? I'm Ken.
We did. And I'm Becca.
And this show is so gay.
And you could be listening to us on the internet right now because the streaming audio is back up
Which
and
is
running.
A really nice thing.
We had to basically wire this place when we came in, but it's up and running now. So
can we just do a deep breath right now? Just a big, big,
cleansing
deep, gay breath. Everyone, well, let's have everyone do it with us.
Okay.
If you're listening in your car or at your home or in your office, deep cleansing breath. And here we go. Okay, so let's move on. So Iceland, a lot going on in Iceland. Well, one major thing going on in Iceland. Did you hear about Iceland?
Not at all.
How many times can I say Iceland?
I don't know.
I want a penny every time for Iceland.
Okay, just so everyone knows, Ken went kickboxing today. And
I did cardio kickboxing. I got out about an hour ago. Can't really move my legs right now, but thankfully it's a radio show.
Excellent. Anyway, continuing on, what happened in Iceland?
What is wrong with me? The first out lesbian has taken charge of the Icelandic government as interim prime minister.
Did she take it over? Or
No. Did I say take over? She's taken charge of it because she was, I assume, elected. Her name is Johanna. And that's just what I call her, Johanna. Because were I to mangle her last name, I might say Sigurdardóttir.
Don't. Please.
My buddy Johanna is really one of the most powerful lesbians in the world. And so we want to give a shout out to Johanna, who is currently the interim prime minister of the Icelandic government. Elections are scheduled for May. They're saying she probably only has until May, but she's got a good couple months.
Excellent.
Works yay, Johanna.
Yeah.
And the lesbians.
That's it.
Oh, I don't know why we're saying
gay,
it's really not me. The lesbians or the gays?
The gays.
I'm part of them. I'm part of the gays.
Are you sure?
I'm not so sure right now, just because it's been a very funny 10 minutes. Can we just play some music right away?
We are.
I'm feeling like we should play some music
right away. What kind of music are we playing?
We're going to play a song called Flow With My Soul, and it's by Adam Joseph. How do you feel about that?
Sounds good.
All right, here we go.
Let's flow.
Just who they are without the labels covering them. Now my soul don't know how to break unmistakable. But you're hating on me, so I'ma take you to school. I think I need to fly away and let my soul lead the way. Just flow with my soul. We can look at each other as friends or foes. Just flow with my soul. You can step up to me or you can get up and go. Just flow with my soul. We can be our first game for our last goal. Just flow with my soul. Just flow with my soul.
The freedom fighter, inspire a legion of writers. My crew commits sins with biblical teachings inside us. Sometimes you can't help it, you got to. Come across souls that barely take the time to reflect like Nosferatu. The path I travel is beaten and full of roadblocks. It was easier when I was younger watching robots. So what if I flow hot? It might only please my boys. Grow with my soul, cry me your rivers and drown out the noise. These words are right, a therapy I deposit to keep me from being asked out like J-Lo in Prince's closet. More than something to rock with or a company spark split. Captain of my penmanship, get used to me or even me. Because sometimes your crew can't hack it. They follow, but soon become turncoats like reversible jackets. Walk adjacent or fall back, those are the options. My liquor is true serum in this concoction. Got it.
Just flow, just flow with my soul. We can look at each other as friends or foes. Just flow with my soul. You can step up to me or you can get up and go. Just flow. Just flow with my soul. We can look at each other as friends or foes. Just flow with my soul. You can step up to me or you can get up and go. Just flow with my soul. We can be our first friends or our last go. Just flow with my soul.
What are you laughing at?
I don't know. It looked like you saw a mouse or something.
No,
what is going
I
on
saw that my iPod was on the floor.
Oh, dear.
But it's still plugged in, so it's fine.
All right. Well, welcome back, everyone.
There's so much news out there.
We were getting down in the studio and...
I started dancing, but then it hurt because the cardio kickboxing hurt my legs.
All right. Well, this is going to be a low-quality show today. All right. Let's focus. What's the news, Ken?
There's some sad news.
Oh, okay.
It's right after that song. The Oscar Wilde Bookshop. Did you ever go there in New York City?
No.
No. Well, the Oscar Wilde Bookshop is the oldest gay and lesbian-themed bookstore and is very much a victim of the bumpy economic climate and a reading culture that's changing the ground rules for independent bookstores. So sadly, oh so sadly, the Oscar Wilde Bookstore, which has been around since 1967, that's almost before you were born, is closing.
Yeah. So. It's right before you hit middle age.
Wow. It's going to be like that, is it? So that was going on in New York. There's so much New York news tonight, and some of it is courtesy of my brother, Joel, who forwarded me some stories, and I am most appreciative. Thank you, brother Joel. A New York man, which was a big, nice, big case there in New York. The courts recognized the validity of a same-sex marriage between two New Yorkers who got married in Canada when they decided that they ruled that one of the men is entitled to inherit the entire estate of his deceased male partner. Surrogate Judge Kristen Booth Glenn last week in matter of the estate of H. Kenneth Ranftel, said that the partner, his partner, as the surviving spouse and sole distributee of his fortune. So that's a big deal. It validates gay marriage. It's New York. New York is very good at validating other marriages.
Well, they're working on it.
They're working on it. So that was a big case that I was pretty happy about. You don't look so happy over there.
I'm just trying to follow the news here.
Oh, okay. So there was that news.
This was sad news, and then there was happy news.
There was sad news, there was happy news.
I'm riding the roller coaster.
What do you want? Do you want more happy or more sad?
I need some happy.
We don't do a lot of transgender stories. The media coverage of transgender news is pretty minimal.
Lame.
It's pretty lame. It's pretty lame. A lot of the gay groups, in order to get their little issues passed in Congress, just leave off the tee and say, yeah. Oh, we'll fold it in later. We'll get to you guys later.
Right. It won't pass with that. And yeah.
It's lame. So I'm happy to highlight some happy transgender news. We did some last week. I did some last week because I'm all by myself. Two transgender individuals are suing the state of Illinois to change their birth certificates to reflect their gender. One of them underwent gender reassignment surgery abroad, and as a result, the Illinois Vital Records Division refuses to acknowledge the procedure and change her birth record. Okay, that wasn't happy news, but she's suing, and we support that. We're looking for any...
Those cases tend to succeed. I mean, they struggle a bit, but they tend to succeed because with the reassignment surgery, it's easier to prove.
Right.
And unfortunately, there are a lot of people who fall somewhere in between.
Yes. So, and that's a little more...
Post-surgery and deciding
the whole
surgery,
idea that you have to prove is a little ridiculous.
It really is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anyway.
So we're
it's like the Michigan Women's Festival that has also... I don't know if you've ever heard about this, but the Michigan Women's Festival
women,
every year has...
Women with a Y?
I think it is. Okay. I don't know. I've never been, but they have a whole scandal, you know. Well, if someone's a trans woman, are they allowed to come? And if someone's been coming for years and they're transitioning to be a man, at what point can they no longer come?
Give me a freaking break.
And they check licenses.
Give me a freaking break.
Yeah.
To go listen to, like, the Indigo
Girls.
It's just debating
over and over again. Yeah.
Oh.
So it's... I want to get a representative. It's tricky because people say, oh, if we let men in, it'll change the energy of the space and it won't be a safe place for women necessarily anymore.
Yeah.
And because women walk around without their shirts on and stuff. Man, I have to go to this thing. But
you're already going to the Dyna. Aren't you doing enough?
Where are my tickets?
We got press passes.
All right. Send them over.
Yeah. No, we really did.
Really?
Yeah.
Hey, look, we're important.
I should tell you more. I should just tell you more. So, okay, that wasn't as happy news as I promised, but there's more.
Yes, it is. We're going to the...
Oh, the Dyna? Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Anyway, continue.
We can't go to the Dyna. Our guest tonight is filmmaker Casper Andreas, who has just some amazing films out there. And one was just touring around the film festivals and was released in New York City and some other places. So we will be speaking with him soon. Can we do one more issue, and then we'll play a song, and then we'll talk to him?
Yes.
Just laying out the agenda. I'm very agenda-driven right now.
Is that like a gay agenda? Ha ha.
Oh, wow.
Or is it just like a... No.
No. Okay. Just some stories I want
News.
To talk about.
Bring
hey,
on.
Becca.
Hey, Ken.
Did you know that we're a wedge issue?
No, I did not.
We are a wedge issue for the Republican Party, as always.
The gays.
The gays.
This show is so gay.
No, this show is so gay. I would kill to have this show be a wedge issue. I would kill. Someone's going to run for Congress, and then their opponent is going to... I'm totally lost in this now. Is going to find out that they listened to the show.
No, they were a guest on the show.
They were a guest on this show. And everything will go downhill for them. And they'll, oh, if
but
only
we'll,
I didn't call in to that Brattleboro show, I would be in Congress.
No,
how about... What do you got?
No.
That's my fantasy.
Candidate comes on our show, gets wide acclaim. Their opponent tries to throw it in their face, and everyone backlashes and says, no, this show is so gay, and it's awesome. And therefore, everyone should be gay or should love a gay or should put rainbow stickers on their car. And gay people should get married.
I want to be a wedge issue.
Wouldn't that be great?
Huh. I don't even care about this story
like
anymore. I'm not even looking
music.
At the computer.
You know, like doo-doo, doo-doo.
No, it's going to be real. Are there, can you check the window? We haven't checked in like months to see if
all right,
anyone's
I'm
out
looking.
There.
Okay. I'm looking.
So Becca's going to look out the window to see if anyone's holding up signs for us. What do we got?
Nobody.
It is pretty cold out there.
Yeah.
All right. That's sad.
Allison, new thing. You've got to make some signs.
Oh, Allison's got to work on that for
yes.
us.
Yes.
Allison's
This
one
is the
of
shout
our
out
fans.
To Allison because Allison is wonderful.
She
Allison
is.
Allison has helped me with many, many things.
She is.
And I'm totally sucking up to her on the air.
That's fine. She'll get you more shelves at work.
Excellent.
But to talk about us being a wedge issue, Saul Anuzis, a candidate for the chairman of the Republican National Committee, apparently tried to gain favor with prominent social conservatives by using an email from the Log Cabin Republicans, which praised his rival. He used the email from the gay Republican group to paint his rival as too moderate, according to this blog posting. Yet a month later, he tried to court the Log Cabin Republicans. It's the Log Cabin Republicans.
We're not going to go there.
Well, I feel bad that they don't get respect from one side. They're used as a wedge for the other side. They perhaps need some better PR. If you're a log
they
cabin,
could come on our show.
Yes, if you're a log cabin Republican, you should call into our show right now. 802-246-6107. We would like to hear from you because we have some questions for you and your group. In the meantime, our show is now officially a wedge issue.
It is.
I have all sorts of scenarios in my head where somehow this show is so gay turns the tide of American politics.
Oh, we're there.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's the only way that my friend Johanna was elected to the Icelandic government.
Right. She wasn't elected before our show,
no,
was she?
No, she was not. No. Way to connect
and
the dots on that one, Becca.
And didn't come out until
no,
after our
it
show.
It did not. It did not. And
Obama
we're gonna,
wasn't elected until
was
after our show.
People need to see the common link there.
That's right.
It's
so
us.
Join the Facebook group.
Well,
we're a movement
really good
here.
About that. I feel really good about the power that we
it's
have.
It's a revolution.
All right, we're going to play another song. It's not the end of our show. It's far from it. But this song is called Adieu, and it's by The Inertia Kiss. So here you go.
I wonder why the hell I stay in this town. Ain't much to do when the sun goes down. But think about what I'll do when I'm with you. Still don't know why you went away. When black and white turns into gray. Life is cold, but I was warm when I kissed you. When I'm with you, I feel warm inside. When I'm with you, time and space divide. When I'm with you, I am so alive. When I'm with you, and I don't know how I'm gonna live this way. Eternity burned out that day. And I don't know how I'm gonna spend my life without you. And the church bells are ringing all across the world, and prophecies go unfulfilled. Cause they always told me I would spend my life with you. I won't say adieu. How much more time will I have to wait? You left me in a restless state. I'll walk around like I'm in a trance till I'm with you. I wonder where on earth you could have gone. Feel like a siren that somebody left on. Screaming out in the night that I miss you. When I'm with you, my heart pounds like rain. When I'm with you, I'm immune to pain. When I'm with you, I feel no restraint. When I'm with you,
That was a song called Adieu by The Inertia Kiss. And with that, I'm thinking it's time to welcome our guest.
I think you're right.
Guest, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, fantastic. All right, now you just got to sit tight, though, because we have to introduce you.
Okay, great.
This Show Is So Gay is proud and thrilled to welcome filmmaker Casper Andreas to our show this evening. Casper has written, directed, and produced both short films and film features, including the award-winning romantic comedy Slutty Summer, which I have seen and enjoyed immensely. In which he also stars. He has directed, produced, and co-wrote a film called A Four-Letter Word, which won awards like Outstanding Screenplay at Outfest in L.A. and Film Out in San Diego, Best Film at the Fire Island Film Festival, Best Ensemble at the Festival del Sol. I just like saying that.
I know you do.
Know. And Best Gay Feature at the O Cinema. And his new film, Between Love and Goodbye, which I am almost positive this music that we were just listening to is from, right, Casper?
That is correct.
Okay, good. Is screening at festivals and was released a little bit earlier in 2009. And if that's not enough, he's working on two more features, one called Big Gay Musical, which we definitely want to hear about, and one called Going Down in La La Land. Casper Andreas, welcome to The Show Is So Gay with Ken and Becca.
Thank you so much for having me.
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Is it any warmer in New York?
I don't know how cold it is where you are, but it's freezing here.
Oh, it's pretty cold here, too.
It is Vermont.
We're in Vermont, so it's a little colder up here. So now, is Between Love and Goodbye still in the theaters? Can people still catch it in New York?
It is playing in New York right now.
Oh, good.
Actually, yeah, it just opened on Friday.
Oh, fantastic.
How was the opening on Friday. It was fun.
Tell us about the opening.
Well, we had a, you know, it opened like, it played like, you know, all day long, but we picked the screening at night, the 7:15 screening, that we kind of picked as our official opening night screening, like a premiere screening. So all the cast was there, and a lot of people worked on the film, and we had a little reception at the theater before, and we had a Q&A afterwards at the theater. We had like 300 people in the audience.
Well, that's fantastic.
And we went partying afterwards.
What? There was no partying afterwards.
A little bit.
If there was a party, we would have been invited, so there couldn't have been a party.
We're going to the next one. Casper, can we talk about some gay news with you?
Sure.
And then we're going to hear more about, I'm excited to hear about Big Gay Musical, because I did some reading about it. But we're going to get to that in a second, so we want to talk some news with you. So the big news out of California this week, as it seems is every week, is more about Proposition 8. And the big story out of there is they released the donor list of all the folks that gave money to Proposition 8. So one of the polls on the sites this week was whether or not folks knew anyone who was on the Proposition 8 donor list. Did you get a chance to see that list, Casper?
I didn't, no.
I didn't either. Becca, did you take a look at it?
No, but I thought I heard a rumor that your name was on it.
No, my name is not on that list.
Oh, it wasn't on that
list.
You just have the t-shirt that has a big giant 8 on it.
What do you think about that story, Casper? Do you think that a lot of folks were against them releasing the names of all the people that gave money to Proposition 8 because they didn't want to get all the flack for it?
That's an interesting question. I guess it's a little weird. I mean, I think that people should be... But those things are public records, though, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so I guess if you do donate to anything, you know that could be made public. So I mean, that's just kind of part of it, I guess.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't donate to anything you can't defend.
That's... We are officially christening that the view of our show. Can we do that, Becca?
I don't think we have a problem with that. Becca's so lax on the rules tonight.
Normally, we can't endorse anything, Casper, but it's...
We can endorse things like that.
Okay,
that's fine.
That's good.
That's not a presidential candidate. We're cool.
How was the election for you this year, Casper?
Well, I had, you know, I loved it, of course. I'm Swedish, so I didn't get to vote. But if I had voted, of course, I would have voted for Obama.
Okay.
And it was such a great night in... I'm sure you had a lot of excitement where you were too. But in New York, you know, people out on the street. I was walking home kind of late at night, and cars, cabs were just honking. Cars were honking. People were out with like, you know, screaming and banging on the pots, and it was just crazy.
And did you get a chance to go to any of the Proposition 8 protests afterwards, or see any of those?
I actually was not feeling well that weekend, so I didn't go out, but I had a lot of friends who went, and my friends who went were like, oh, everybody was there, like, it was like this huge party, they were running into all their friends, because everybody was out there,
Absolutely.
So, I wish I had went.
Well, I think you were having sympathy pains.
Yeah.
I think that's what it was. Casper was not feeling well, and he was sympathizing with the protesters. We accept that, Casper. One of the other cool stories that was out in the news this week that I would love to hear everybody's, as in Becca and Casper's, views on.
Oh, please.
There was a great story in the New York Times this week about whether or not lesbian-only communities, of which there have been quite a few since the 1970s, can survive these days because younger women, it says younger gay women today, are less likely to want to live in a separatist existence. And a sting of many of these communities in rural areas makes it difficult to attract people who need to work in more of a conventional office job. If given that, this is my question of the night for our guest and for Becca, if given the opportunity to live in an all-gay community, would you take it?
You know, at this point, I would be happy if an all-gay bar could stay open more so than a whole gay community. I mean,
that's just Vermont.
It would be nice,
general.
I suppose. But,
yeah.
I mean, cloistering yourself away from people who are different from you is part of the problem, I think.
Yeah. Casper, what do you think? Would you live in an all-gay community?
Probably not. You know, in New York, there's neighborhoods that are very gay, and I did live in Chelsea, you know, for a while. Chelsea is less gay, I think, now than it used to be. But, you know, it is kind of fun, I guess, to have a lot of gay people around, and you do feel... you know, like you're the majority, I guess, living in a neighborhood like that. But I don't know if I would want to live in an all-gay community. I think I like, you know, I have a lot of straight friends, too. A few,
yeah,
anyway.
A few. They seem nice, and they go to Chelsea with you, right?
Yeah.
There you go. Well, we would love to hear what you're working on. So you had a great opening, it sounds like, for Between Love and Goodbye. And what's coming up next? Tell us all about Big Gay Musical. Is it as fun as it sounds?
I'm sorry, what?
Is it as fun as it sounds?
It was a lot of fun to work on, yes.
Is it going to be fun to watch?
Actually, yeah, I hope so. But it's still in post-production, and it might be in post-production for a while still, because this is actually the first film that I was hired to direct.
Oh, wow.
One of my other films I've been producing and, you know, writing and producing and putting together myself. But I was hired to direct this film, and so that in itself was a lot of fun because I just showed up and was the director, and I didn't have to deal with all the organization and stuff behind getting everything happening. But unfortunately, the producers were not able to raise all the money yet. So
okay.
It's kind of like they're still looking for money to finish the film. So it might be a while, I guess, until it's
we're going to wait for it.
Finished. Yeah, it's a good title, right? It's fun.
It's a great title. It's not as great as Slutty Summer, but, you know.
Summer is a
you do have some great names of films. That bio was pretty impressive. That was a really gay bio.
Which we appreciate.
Which
on this
we love.
Show. Now, what about Going Down in La La Land?
Going Down in La La Land is based on a book, actually, by the Andy Zephyr is the name of the author. And it's about struggling actors in L.A., a gay guy and his straight roommate. Female roommate is the main characters in the book, and I'm actually finishing up the screenplay right now.
Great.
For it, and I lived in LA for a few years pursuing acting, and I definitely feel I know the struggling actor world of LA, and I think it's going to be a lot of fun to make that film.
But you like New York so much more than LA, right?
I do. I definitely do. I lived in New York for, I guess, I don't know, 15 years? No. 13 years altogether, and I lived in LA for like 3 years, but I do like the weather in LA, though. I kind of wish we had the LA weather here right now.
I've never been. Have you been to LA, Becca?
I've been to LAX.
Did you leave the airport?
I spent a couple hours in the airport. No, I didn't.
I don't think that counts. Well, Casper, the other thing I wanted to because I don't let everyone out there who listens to our show read my email, I was hoping you could tell folks a little bit about how you go about choosing your music for your movies. Because from everything that you've written, which just sounds fantastic, you have a real commitment to gay artists and their music being featured in your films. And I would love to hear more about that.
Yes. Well, it kind of started with my first film, Slutty Summer, that I got some gay artists. Independent, you know, we couldn't really, for that film, we couldn't pay people anything at all up front. They were kind of like, were promised to get paid later if the film made money. So so I had I asked a lot of independent artists to send me music, and I got to know a couple of gay musicians. Adam Joseph, I think you know who he is.
Oh, we already played his music tonight.
Oh, you did? Okay,
yeah.
Okay, you played that song, Flow With My Soul.
But, loved it.
Yeah, it's on the soundtrack of Slutty Summer. And so Adam actually gave me a song for the soundtrack on my next film, A Four-Letter Word, which he's actually in the film singing the song too, which is called Faggoty Attention. It's a really fun song.
Wow.
It's very fitting for that film.
That could be our new theme song.
Yeah.
That could be the official theme song of our show.
Yeah, no, it's a catchy song. You should definitely check it out.
All right.
But so Faggoty Attention we had on that soundtrack, and I actually went out of my way for A Four-Letter Word to try to, because my idea was I really wanted to release a soundtrack together with the film, and I like the idea of having a lot of openly gay artists on the soundtrack. So the majority of the songs, almost all of them, are actually done by gay artists, and a lot of there's a lot of good music in that film. It's up on our website at fourletterwordmovie.com. There's like soundtrack page, and there's links to all the artists' websites and stuff.
Great.
We never release a soundtrack though for that film, unfortunately.
And
I am planning to do that with Between Love and Goodbye though.
And tell everybody about Between Love and Goodbye, and also where it's playing so folks can go check it out. We have a lot of New York listeners.
Oh, good. Well, it's playing right now at the Clearview in Chelsea.
Of course.
And it is playing all over the country, actually, at various festivals still. We're playing a lot of cities this spring. And we're opening in L.A. theatrically March 6th. And we're also going to open, hopefully, in a couple of more cities. But all the dates and stuff are up on lovegoodbye.com is our website, lovegoodbye.com. And then the DVD is coming out in May.
Oh, wow.
So that's another thing I'm working on, putting that together. But to tell you about the film, it's my first drama. It's a relationship drama, kind of like an alternative family drama.
Oh, we're like an alternative family here, so...
Oh, good. Yeah.
It's good.
Because it's about these two gay guys, and one of them is European. He's from France. So he married a lesbian woman so that he can stay in the country with his boyfriend, Kyle. And so she kind of lives across the hall. And then Kyle's, the American boyfriend, his sister ends up moving in with them and causing trouble. And
oh, my God. How did you know our story?
It's our story, Casper.
Oh, really? You've been through that?
We're going through that right this very second.
You have to watch the movie then to get in.
When did you say the Vermont screening is going to be?
Gosh, I don't know if there will be one in Vermont.
I feel like we get that answer from every single guest.
Yeah. I'm hoping it's going to be in Boston during their Gay and Lesbian Film Festival in early May.
But well, the Brattleboro Gay and Lesbian Film Festival is in March.
Is there really a Brattleboro Gay and Lesbian
there
Film
is,
Festival?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
Well, you know what?
No, you know.
I don't have that info. You should send it.
We're going to send that along to you. Now, have you screened your films back in Sweden?
I have.
What was that experience like for you?
And a four-letter word play there. It was fun. Actually, both times, they don't really have a Gay and Lesbian Film Festival, but they have a whole week of festivities around Pride. So the Pride organizers flew me home both from A Slutty Summer and A Four-Letter Word, to be part of, they screened the films a couple of times, two different years, and it was a lot of fun. I was like the, Swedish American gay filmmaker.
That's your niche market. That's your.
Yeah, there was, the gay press in Sweden definitely liked to write about me because I was a Swedish guy living in New York making gay films.
Well, so people should go to the Clearview Cinema there in Chelsea. Yeah. What is that, 23rd Street?
Yep, 23rd and 8th.
Look how I remember my movie theaters.
He's
in New York
so
City.
Proud.
I'm beaming right now. It's like I'm there. So people should check that out in Clearview. And what's the next festival coming up?
The next festival, we're going to play in Fort Lauderdale mid-February. And we're also playing the Cleveland International Film Festival in mid-March.
So you're going to be doing some traveling.
Yes.
And do you ever get responses that you're – we talk with a lot of our guests who tour around the country either playing music or with their fashion shows, and there's always – they always seem to get to that one person who is there to stir up some trouble at their screenings or at their concerts. Have you had that experience before?
I definitely had – you know, usually when I go to a festival and with one of my films, there's a question and answer period afterwards. And I definitely have had some weird questions. That it's like,
you know, give us the weirdest, Casper. We want the weirdest question.
Not to put you on the spot or anything, but well, we do want to know. The people want to know.
The people want to know.
The gay people.
Yeah, you know, the only thing that comes to mind right now is someone was like asking for a 4-letter word. Why, you know, asking about two characters. Like, well, why did they never hook up? You know, and stuff, and like. They should, you know, like, it was, like, completely out there in terms of the storyline, and...
You're like, I can't redo the movie, thank you very much. Well, we hope with all the upcoming film festivals that you have no weird questions, but that droves and droves of folks turn out to see it. And for our New York listeners, definitely go over to the Clearview Cinema and check out Between Love and Goodbye. We are going to be playing a song called... Well, of course, we're playing a song called Between Love and Goodbye from the movie. Set up the song for us. What's going on in the movie when this song plays?
Well, this is about in the middle of the movie. The relationship between Kyle and Marcel are kind of starting to deteriorate. And Kyle is in a band, so he's a songwriter and he's the lead singer in the band. So it's actually the actor Simon Miller who plays Kyle singing on this in the song. In the film, we actually have the band up on stage, and they are performing this very song, Between Love and Goodbye.
Did the actor actually sing the song?
The actor actually sings the song. It wasn't a requirement when I cast the film. I was like, whoever we cast can sing, great, but that's not the most important thing. We can always get someone else to do the singing. But Simon Miller, who we cast, he was actually able to do his own singing, and you know, I think it added a lot to it.
We like when they do their own stunts.
Excellent.
Yeah, it's good. It's good. He looks really good.
Well, fantastic. So, folks,
he was also singing that other song, I Won't Say I Do, that you just played.
Oh. Ooh. We like when they sing their own songs.
Absolutely.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, Casper, we wish you all the best with the upcoming screenings. Folks should go to the LGBT film festivals, check out Between Love and Goodbye. Definitely check it out at the Clearview in Manhattan in Chelsea.
And we'll have a link to his stuff on our website.
Absolutely. Casper, thank you so much for calling in. All the best with the film.
Well, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I used to have time for my friends all day. When you weren't around, I was alright. I need some time alone tonight. So what will you do if I leave you here alone? And how will you feel if I won't be coming home? 'Cause I got myself to save, so I might be gone if you call on me tonight. Never had to think of anyone else. When you weren't around, I always knew just where my life was going to. So I can't create what we haven't seen, but I can't escape living in a dream. My fear is at its height, so I might fall far like the stars in heaven tonight. Time. Between love and goodbye, I've got a
I got a heart of gold you'll never find. Between love and goodbye, I got a heart of gold you'll never find.
That was Between Love and Goodbye, which is the title track off of Casper Andreas' new movie, Between Love and Goodbye, sung in that movie by the Inertia Kiss. So folks should definitely check out that movie. By the way, I would live in an all-gay community.
Would you?
I would.
Do you want to elaborate?
I mean, I would want a phone service so I could talk to my straight friends and occasionally venture outside to see them.
And would you want it to be a gay and lesbian community, or would you
ask me after the Dinah?
Really?
Yes, because I'm not sure.
You don't know?
I don't
you
know.
You wouldn't want me to be your neighbor?
I would.
I'd be an awesome neighbor.
I want you to be my neighbor.
Come on, who's going to come and fix stuff?
I want Kristen, who's listening, to be my neighbor.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I would be fine with that. I miss going to, and you said it in jest before, but I desperately, although I don't think you were that much jest, I desperately miss going to gay bars.
Yeah, me too.
I desperately miss going to gay bars, not the drinking scene. I miss just being around gay people and the humor. And it's not that I'm not around gay people a lot throughout my day or in my social existence here in Vermont.
There are a few of us out there.
Yes, but I definitely miss going out and going to a place where you know there's going to be a bunch of gay people, and I miss walking there, and I don't know.
Right, and we talk about it almost every week. If you're educating people all the time, it gets tiresome. I feel like I need to sometimes go to an LGBT community event, like the tea dance next weekend at the Hooker Dunham Theater. Just to kind of recharge. Wasn't it great? That was a beautiful transition. Seamless.
Yes.
But, you know, just to recharge before I have to go back out there to a situation that might be less friendly and that I might have to explain myself or educate people or worry about if somebody's going to snap and try to kill me or something.
Yeah. If you're online right now, definitely write us at instant message us at This Show Is So Gay. We would love to hear if you would live in an all gay community, whether you would be able to thrive in such an environment.
I think I would thrive in a high proportioned gay environment, but maybe not a completely gay environment.
Yeah, no, I would thrive in a completely gay environment.
I'm
telling you, I already do. There wasn't actually just a ton of news out there, which was a little disappointing, but I thought an interesting one. In Oregon, where they do offer civil unions, take a guess what percentage...
And I think physician-assisted suicide now. But anyway, just as an aside...
I'm actually not going to connect those two stories because that would not be a good association for the civil unions. No. Guess what percentage of the couples there opted for the unions, the same-sex couples?
I don't know.
No, you actually have to guess.
Okay, well, is this people who could have gotten married? Or what are we talking about?
They had
registered.
All the folks. Yes, all the folks who in the census identify as same-sex couples. Only one-fifth of them opted for the civil unions.
Right, but how many of them had been together for 6 months at the time of the census?
Okay, the story doesn't
Whoa,
say that.
Whoa, man, you don't want to go and, like, commit all of a sudden.
No, that's
true. I am anti-speedy commitment.
I'm still reeling off of you somehow connecting the assisted suicide story to
A random association. It was not connected to this at all.
I'm having a really hard time not connecting the two.
Okay, well, I know I have a hard time with commitment. My goodness, not that hard of a time. Not where I'm going to be like, hey, doc, give me the blue juice. Ring, blue juice.
Blue juice.
No,
I don't know which to do, the domestic partnership or the blue juice? I don't know. Did I miss a movie? A book?
No.
Is it a cultural reference?
No, it's like a veterinary reference, but that's okay, Ken.
I don't know.
It's not that gay.
Yes, our online listeners, by and large, would not live in an all-gay community.
Huh.
That's very interesting. I would not have expected that of our listeners. I'm not demanding anything of them, but I'm surprised.
Well, I already live in an all-gay community.
You do.
Basically.
Vermont is very much an all-gay community.
I mean, Vermont? Vernon? I mean, come on.
It's a gay mecca.
It is.
Oh,
only
boy.
One bar in Vernon isn't a gay bar.
Hey, what are you doing on Sunday?
Sunday?
Yeah.
I don't know. What am I doing?
I know. What? What are you doing on Sunday?
I'm
Tell
so excited.
Everyone.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to go and see Milk. I'm very excited. I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell
I'm busy
everybody
all day.
All
tell
about
me
it.
How it is.
You are busy all day paying for my ticket.
I don't even remember offering such a thing. I'm kidding.
We're
I remember.
Going to the
I just got the dirtiest look from across the
Who
table.
Who has the it recording?
It was a little bit frightening there. Next week, on next week's show, actor Jesse Archer and writer Jesse Archer, who has a columnist in Out Magazine, is going to be calling in. We'll be playing some of his music.
I'm psyched.
So we definitely want folks to check that out. Following that, swimming legend and journalist Diana Nyad, Mayor Simmons. There are so many folks coming up.
Right.
You definitely
want
to spread the word.
I want everyone who's listening right now to get out there and do something exciting, because I feel like everyone is hibernating right now.
It's cold.
I know, but I've been hibernating too, but our news stories are getting lamer as the weather gets colder.
Oh, so you want people to get out there and do some gay things.
Go do some gay, scandalous, wonderful things, and, well, maybe not scandalous.
No, scandalous, I'll talk about it. It'll come up on some of these gay news sites.
Notorious, but maybe not scandalous.
Okay.
Something we can talk about. Go out there, make a news story for us, and email us.
What we would really like is... for someone to create some sort of drama in your workplace, somehow centered on listening to our show on your computer.
Excellent.
That's what I want. I would like to be able to talk about that story next week. So yes, please do that. A million ways to get in touch with us, and if not a million, then definitely four or five. Definitely check out our website, theshowisogay.com, and odds are that's how you're listening to this right this very second, and you can listen to old podcasts on there. And there's even pictures of us now.
There's a picture of the back of my head.
Right, but you have a gun, and that's enough.
That's true.
And I'm with a very adorable child named Mia. So you can check out pictures of us, and we'll be putting more information on there. We'll be fleshing out Becca's bio a little bit.
Yeah, maybe correcting the spelling of my name.
Shut
so
up.
So sad.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
This is a messed up night.
It's
It'll
really
be corrected
sad.
By tomorrow. Is it really?
Yeah.
I cut and pasted it from something.
Oh, dear. Oh. Well, apparently my name is misspelled many places.
Yes.
Thank you, Jean Shaheen, with almost my last name.
Oh, that's what
vice versa.
Is that what I spelled?
Yeah.
Oh, that's
everybody keeps doing that. It's all good.
So check out this show, isogay.com. Troll on over to The Facer Book. And what are you giving me that look for? I just call it The Facer Book. The Facebook. And join our group. There are hundreds of people in the group, and it's a good way to build some community amongst people who really have something in common, and that something in common is our show. Do you see how I'm trying not to get angry at the end of the show?
We're
I'm just trying to be peaceful.
We're going to hold hands.
We're going to hold hands
and
celebrate
about butterflies
gay
and rainbows and sparkly pink
Absolutely.
Disco balls.
Absolutely. So definitely check out the Facebook group. You can drop us an email at thisshowisogay@aol.com, and that's pretty much it. We're already at the end of our hour. We're at the end of our hour. It started off rocky. It was a little rocky in the middle.
And then at the end,
and then
we
at the
pulled
end,
through with...
We pulled through and then ended with a little bit of rockiness.
It's all good, though, because next week we're going to be polished, professional, and right here at 9 o'clock at night on Wednesday.
That's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah.
So we are going to leave you with another song from one of Casper Andreas's movies, and this song is called Love is a Lesson, and I have listened to the song actually quite a bit in the past couple days because it's that enjoyable, and it's by
I've been listening to Love is a Battlefield. It's so similar. We're on the same track here, Ken. It's spooky.
Do you even remember that video?
Yes, I do.
Oh, good!
I'm
very excited that I love that video.
So what was
this
song?
She is a dancer, a private dancer. She dances for money. She does what she wants to do, just to combine those two songs. It's a fantastic video. with a tattered dress. I felt like you owned one of those tattered dresses
there.
Oh,
I so wish.
Oh, can you wear one? I'm wearing my jammies tonight.
Oh my gosh.
You should wear a tattered dress to next week's show.
Okay, I will.
And those pictures will go up on the website.
I will, and I'll do my own little spoof video.
That would be amazing.
And that can be on our website.
I think we are going to get the official dance instructor of this show, Miss Kristen Horgan, is going to teach us a gay dance to the tune of Love is a Battlefield. And we are going to dance it on the air for people. And it's going to be so expressive that you're going to understand what we're doing through the radio. And with that...
Awesome.
That's the note.
And we'll become a YouTube sensation.
I would kill for that as well.
Me too.
We're going to play the song called Love is a Lesson by Matthew Brookshire. Hope everybody has an amazing rest of the week. Stay warm. Get out there. Do something gay. Get in the news. We'll talk about you. We also give relationship advice.
We do.
I just decided
that. Yeah, if you're struggling.
If you're struggling,
even if you're straight, give a call.
Give a call. We will help you.
We might try to convert you, but, you know.
That's what we do.
That's what we do.
That's what we do. Have a great week, everybody.
Is it possible we were meant to be? Seems improbable that I found you or you found me. I wasn't looking for love till you came my way. Are we comfortable? No more questioning. Have we settled in? Are you at rest with me? Can we promise to hang on? Come on, me. Hey, hey. I'll stay if you will, and I'll try to be good, even when we're both sure that we're right. Love's a lesson we'll learn every night. Love's a lesson we'll learn every night. Did you know that I'm not what I appear to be? This face I show is just a small part of me. You've got a dark side, I bet you've been hiding away. Hey, hey, I'll stay if you will, and we'll try to be good, even when we're both sure that we're right. Love's a lesson. Love's a lesson we'll learn every night. We'll hold fast to the hope of a spring and the promise of every new thing. All the while I'll be here with you, holding you tight. Love is a lesson we'll learn. I'll stay if you will, and we'll try to be good, even when we're both sure that we're right.